his father. His father. Miss Lord. His father. Miss Lord. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you that you created us to worship you. You created us as your worshiping children. You created us with eyes to see you, ears to hear you. You created us to receive your fiery love. You created us to know you in the depths of our heart. And Lord, to be able to walk in wisdom and power and favor with you and with man. You created us, Lord God, for so much. It so pleases you, Lord, when we speak and when we release what you say from heaven to earth. And we bring it down. We bring down heaven through our worship, through our praise, through the authority that you've released in us because of your great sacrifice and victory, Lord Jesus. With that heart and mind, Lord, we're humbled again. Rejoicing in your goodness, rejoicing in your faithfulness, rejoicing in how merciful you are, how loving and kind you are. You are so incredibly kind and gentle, but powerful to move mountains as you are our creator being, our creator God, our creator Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for creating us. Thank you, Lord, that we have your divine, divine, living life on the inside of us to be able to love you and connect with you and know you and proclaim you in spirit and in truth. Thank you for the increase today. Thank you for being with us now. Thank you for our ears being opened and our hearts being open for the penetration of your liquid love right now. Thank you, Lord. We're so in awe of you. We're so in awe of the great I am. We're so in awe of your splendor, your majesty. We're so in awe and so grateful and so thankful that we can come in communion with you. Lord, may your fire just increase, your consuming fire just increase in this house, Lord. We want to spend day and night with you. We want to spend the rest of our lives knowing you, hearing you, breathing with you, receiving your very breath of the Spirit and moving out of that. That's the joy of our heart. And your joy, Lord, is our strength. And we thank you, Lord, that we are bound by your strength. We are connected to you through your strengthening love. And that we have a sound stature in you, that we are sound on every front. We have sound minds, Lord God. We have sound hearts. We have sound futures. We have soundness on every front. Our bodies are sound and resilient. I thank you, Lord, that every aspect of our heart and our life is sound and strong in you. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you release us into a new place, a dimension, Lord, where your gifts are being released and that we're taking them and walking in them, receiving them and using them and desiring them. Thank you, Lord, that our worship is not futile, that our worship is productive in the Spirit, to tie us ever so gently and closely to you, O Lamb of God. Lord, we thank you for the flow of your Spirit right now, racing through our veins, racing through our blood, racing through our bloodline right now. Thank you, Lord. We celebrate you now. We celebrate you now. We will not stop. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your jump charge of love. Thank you for your infusion of your glorious strength. We call your glory down over our lives, this family and this ministry and this region, over this nation. We call your glory. We release your glory as carriers of your glory. We don't touch it, but we release it. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You are the God of the impossible. You are the God of the impossible. What looks impossible to us is all possible with you. For with you all things are possible. So for those of us who are facing things that feel impossible, we declare that with you all things are possible. And we thank you, Lord, that those mountains now are being removed from our lives. The physical mountains now. The governmental mountains now. The educational mountains now. The financial mountains now. The relational mountains now. Help! Thank you, Lord. We receive by faith your promises, all of them. All of them. All of them. We say yes to your promises. Let's raise our voices and say yes, Lord, to your benefits and your promises. For we are your children you created to walk in freedom. So we say yes to freedom on every front. We invite the depths of freedom to come inside. More, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. Physical healing right now for those of you who are not feeling well. It's his presence and power is here right now. How many of us know that the victories that we want to see happen all over the world will come through love? Will come through love. Love is the greatest power. It's not a word of weakness. It's a word of power and strength. And God's love working through us will change things. It's true. And people will know us by our love. They will receive us by our love. They won't know why, but they will feel the love because the love will break through all chains and all channels. So as we're filled up with His love, as we're releasers of His love, oh my, there's no stopping us. There's no stopping us. You cannot stop the army of God when they are filled with the everlasting love of our Father. We cannot be stopped. We cannot be stopped or shaken. We serve a God who is unshakable. And He says, I fill you up with my unshakable love. And because of my unshakable love, you will shake all the places around the world. I don't know about you, but I think that's good news. Yeah. Wow. The Lord says as we agree with these truths, we are being edified and strengthened and encouraged and exhorted by the truth of our living God. And we hear in our hearts the very truths. We know our God. And for those who know their God in this season, we'll walk in abundance. We'll walk in joy and comfort and peace and tranquility. And we'll walk in fruitfulness and we'll walk in prosperity as well. That's what the Lord is saying to the church in 2012. Do you know your God? That's what the Lord is saying. Do you know me? And are you walking with me that way? Yeah. The grandfather of the prophetic, if you will, right now, Bob Jones, many of us know who Bob Jones is. He put a decree out, a declaration for 2012 at his website. And so we printed it off, and we wanted to pass it out to you folks. If you received one the other night, you don't want to take it. I can just have some people who would pass this out real quickly, if you get some helpers here. It's really wonderful, but it's very extreme. I love extreme. I love being on the right side of extreme. And that is on the winning side. And this, if you received one, you were at my house the other night, some of you, don't take one. We don't have enough for everyone. So, on that one. But if you have one at home. But I want to point out a couple of things in here as you read these words later. Just want to say that when we believe that people are hearing from heaven and releasing words of God, that we are the benefactors, so that we can be strengthened and puffed up in a good way, and encouraged and emboldened to be able to say, oh yes, Lord, that is true. That resonates with my heart, and I'm going for it. And so the Lord has given prophets to the church to be able to draw us into a place of hearing collectively. And many of you have prophetic giftings and anointings that are increasing in this house, in this church. And so Bob Jones is giving us a kind of a grandfather mandate for 2012. And I do want you to read that and think about it. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it right now. But I do believe it's filled with a lot of wealth and a lot of wisdom to be able to help us in 2012. Some of us are starting new businesses. Some of us have pregnancies going on right now. Some of us are stepping into new realms within the educational world. Some of us have new jobs. Some of us are just stepping in. Some of us don't know if we're stepping in yet, but we feel it, we want to in some of these areas and others. And the Lord is saying, oh my, for those who are resting in me, this is a great, great year of grace. And it's a very extreme year for those who are not walking in grace and not receiving the grace of God. So we're just saying right now that we are declaring that in this house, this is a place of fire and glory and worship for the Lord. And that nothing that we could see or hear will move us or shake us. How many want to agree with that? When we agree with that, do you know that peace reigns, love wins, and joy is in the house, irregardless of what we see? And that's really good news. And this morning, you know, I just really felt that the Lord was going to give us an opportunity for all of us to step just further into His heart of love and hearing what He's saying and doing. We do have some leftovers of those handouts, so if anybody, I don't know how many are left or where they are, Lawrence. If there's any left over, give your hand if you still want one. I just wanted to make sure there was enough. But we wanted to just recap a little bit. You know, how many of us know when we're grateful when we go back and say, wow, Lord, look what you've done. We don't stay there, but we actually jump forward into a new place. You know? And the short release actually is from last Tuesday. How many of us were here on Tuesday night? It was an amazing, amazing night. Just amazing night. The Lord was just full of surprises. He's our surprising God. He's always showing up and surprising us with His goodness. And He's telling us that in this season, those of you who say, yes, I'm partnering with everything God has, are invited and commanded. Now listen to that. Invited and commanded to step into greater areas where He is. That's what He says. When He urges us, when He encourages us, and He says, this is what I want you to do, we say, okay. But we do that because of love. So this is a season of great, great growth for this entire church. Our church and ministry for the last, I think we're in our 16th or something year, something like that, in Frontline Ministries. We've been moving and walking in what's called the prophetic. And children, I really want you to hear this, because this is for you little guys and girls and young people. How many of us are children before the Lord? Yeah. That's great. Sometimes when we get to be junior high and high school, we think, don't call me a child. But when you're my age, it's like, call me a child. That's really great. You're a child. That's right. And so what we want to do is just have a little step into some more areas that were really enjoyed by all of us on Tuesday. But let me just give you a very quick highlight of what happened. As the Lord was just being glorified and as we were worshiping Him, if you weren't here, it's just amazing. We had communion together. Really encourage you to come on Tuesdays, if you can. We had communion together. It was awesome. And I said, you know, if the Lord did anything for you, through you, in you, you kind of felt something going on, just come on up. So a couple people bounced up here, and it was like, bam, just release these beautiful things from the Lord to take us into a place of reminder of simplicity of God and joy in the Lord. And there was an actual release, like a deposit of love and grace and power over this place. So I handed the microphone to Joe, and I said, Joe, can you just prophesy over a couple? Now, Joe is more seasoned than some of the newer ones, and she's been doing this for years, so she said, okay, and just picked two people. She wasn't prompted. She wasn't prepped. She understood what the word prophesy meant. And then I asked a few others to do the same. Didn't have it planned. And I asked Lawrence and Mikey, Rachel, and Amy. They did the same. I said, Lord, what are you doing here? He said, well, call them up front, line them up, okay, and then have the whole church come up, and they're just going to prophesy over everybody. It's like, oh, all righty, that's what I'll do. That's what I did, and that's what happened. And it was really amazing, and it was cool. How many of us received good words when we walked through? How many of us were encouraged? Yeah? Encouragement's always a good thing. And I want the younger set from junior high down. So if you're in junior high, all the way down to little people, really small ones, to just come up and join us around the front here, because you're going to help me do something. I need your help. So if you're junior high or younger, just need you guys just to hang out on the floor here somewhere. Just kind of your moms and dads, if you're really young, just sit down. You're cool. You can sit. Sit like on the floor. You can sit. There you go. On the floor. That's cool. That's right. Just kind of hang out with us up here. And if you have a parent that you want to bring up with you, that's fine too. We can have them up here. Just kind of hang out up here. And I'm going to need a couple of you guys to help me. We're just going to do some things that's going to involve some help from you. So, how many of you would like to help me pass these things out? Huh? Come here. You come and help me. You can help me do that. You can take a few. Take some of those. That's good. We need a couple more helpers. Who wants to help me out? Help. Come on, Nadia. Gracie. Let's go. David. Let's go. Okay. That's awesome. You help these, pass these out. That's good. To these guys. Yeah, this is great. I love having all these helpers. Here's Nadia. Nadia, go get some. There you go. You guys help pass these out. Anybody who's not up here with us, they need one of these. And then if you want to keep one for yourself, that's really good. Okay, so parents need one of these too. Okay. That's awesome. I love helpers. I love people who like to help me out to do things to get some of these things taken care of that we're going to try to do with the Lord today. Yeah. Everybody needs one. Everybody in the house. There should be more than enough, I hope. Yeah? Everybody get one? Who still needs one? You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for helping. You're probably wondering, why do we have some boards up here, and we've got some people who are going to join us. I think Andrew and Josh are going to join us up here, and Dylan and Teresa have their Bibles. They're going to join us up here too if you guys want to come on up. We're going to do some things that are going to be fun. How many of you like fun? How many of you like to go to church and have a good time? I don't know about you, but I do. Yeah, it's good. When I was little, it wasn't so much fun for me. So we want you to understand how cool God really is, and I need your help. So how many of you are going to be able to help me today? Just one, two, couple of you? All right, that's good. Okay, I need one myself. Is there one left over? There's one. Thank you. You got it. Is there anybody else who still needs one? Ina needs one. Everybody needs one. Now, if you guys up here can read, how many of you can read? You need one. Okay, so put your hands up. If they can read, you need one. That's awesome. We're just going to talk a little bit today, all together, because we're all kids in the kingdom. But these guys up here are going to take some steps maybe that are new for them, and you're going to help them out today. Thank you, David. That's awesome. Such a big helper. Good job, buddy. Okay, on these papers right here, we've got some words from the Bible, and you all know that words from the Bible we believe are true, and we believe they're from God. And so, how many of us know that there are good things in the Word of God? We all know that, don't we? We believe that? If you can read, that's great. If not, this can help teach you to read. This is good. And so what we're going to do is take a look at a couple of things about hearing the voice of God. Because how many of us up here and out here, you guys have to help them. So if I ask them a question, you're a kid in the kingdom too, all right? So I need you to help out. So when I ask them a question, your hands go up and that helps them. Can you see? So young people, tell me, how many of us know that we can actually hear from God? How many of us know that? Do you know that? Raise your hand if you do. We can actually hear God talking. Did you know that? We can hear him talking. Does anybody know why he wants to talk to us? Anybody know why? Do you know why, David? You want to tell me why?
Because last time I had a little dream and my head like and it kind of did.
And that's good. And he talks to you, doesn't he? That's good. Who else can help David out? That's good, David. Anybody else? Why does God talk to us? Or do you believe that he does? Somebody has an answer back here. I don't know. Somebody have an answer? Somebody knows? Oh, okay. Emmy knows. Emma. Why does God want to talk to us?
Because he loves us and an angel comes to save us.
Oh, that's cool. Wow, because he loves us. And angels come around us too. That's really cool. And sometimes angels like to talk, don't they, Emma? Yeah, that's awesome. Because he loves us. Hey, how many of us have a daddy who likes to talk to us? Is there anybody in here? Anybody have a dad who likes to talk? Gracie, come here. You got a dad who likes to talk to you. Okay. Where is he? Where is he? See, come here, Dad. You got to come up here. Okay. Now, it's really, I'm sure the rest of you have dads who like to talk to you too. That's cool. But I'm going to ask this dad something. Come on over here. Okay. Now, Gracie, do you like hearing what your dad has to say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why do you like hearing what he has to say?
Because he knows the Holy Spirit.
Because he's filled with the Holy Spirit. Wow. Well, that's nice. Wow. No pressure, man. That's awesome. Yeah. Would you like to hear something good from your daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Does it make you feel special inside? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it always that way? Really, all the time. Oh, she's thinking. That's awesome. Do you want to hear Daddy say something really nice to you right now?
Sure.
I'm shocked. Graciana, you are a joy bringer. Everywhere you go, you bring joy and life and laughter and happiness, and it just follows you everywhere you go, and it just makes everybody, you change atmospheres and rooms when you walk into them. If it's a little bit glum and you walk in, boom, it's like the lights go on. You bring all kind of happiness everywhere you go.
Wow. I like that word. What do you think? Did that make you feel special inside?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Oh, I'm going to give you something. We're going to stay here, Dad. Okay. Since you're a little girl here. Okay. This is our heart. Hold on to this, Gracie. All right. Now, if that made you feel really good, put it up against your chest. Hold it tight. All right. Now, we can't really see this heart grow, but when your daddy gave you really nice words over you, speaking over you like that, that heart inside of you was going, wow! It's getting stronger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Okay? And so, Dad, what we're going to help you do, I think we have an air thing over here. Can we bring that up, Joe? Okay. This is to pump up. And Dad's going to kind of plug this into Gracie's heart. Can you guys all see this? Okay. All right. Now we're going to plug this into the heart. Are we ready? Okay. Now, Gracie's heart is getting bigger and bigger as Dad pumps, and he's going to say something else that's going to make her heart feel even stronger and bigger and better.
We're just here to pump you up.
And you have been such an absolute joy to have as a child. I love how you are so obedient, and you are such a blessing to mom and dad all the time, coming in and giving us big, huge hugs in bed, and we love it.
Hey, your heart, is it getting bigger, do you think? Is it feeling good? Yeah. How big is your heart right now?
Big.
Big. Think, should daddy keep pumping? No, he's finished. Okay, good job, Dad. Okay, Gracie, you hold on to this right now. You sit down. You hold on to this right now. Who else wants to try this? Who else up here has their daddy in the church and they want to hear something really cool from their dad? Who else is it? Huh? David and Nadia? David does? Oh, we'll do three. Okay, David, come on over here. Nadia, you wait just 1 second. We'll do three of them. Come on over here. Dad, come on up. All right. All right, David gets to hold the blue heart. All right. Now wait, let's go ahead and plug this in, Dad. Can we do that? Daniel's gonna help. Here we go. Oh boy. They saw this in the back earlier and they were so excited. Okay. Okay, David, get ready. Your heart inside your heart getting pumped up because Dad's gonna say something pretty special.
David, I love you. You are the biggest gift in my life, along with Daniel. And you have the biggest heart of anyone that I know. When you look at me, your love shines through into my life, and you make everything worthwhile. I love you.
Wow. David, did that make you feel special?
Yeah.
How special did that make you feel? David, do you want to hold your heart really close to you right now? Really hold on to it real tight.
Wow.
Is it getting bigger and bigger?
Stop.
Is it getting bigger, David?
Mm-hmm.
Can you feel it inside?
Good job, Daniel.
Yes.
Thank you, Daniel. You're a big help. You're a big, big help. And Daddy can say something over Daniel, too. Can we let Daniel hold the pillow too? You guys can hold it together. Okay, Dad.
Daniel. Hi, Daniel. You are an amazing joy. When you wake up in the morning, you have a big smile on your face. And you are a lover. We love you so much. You bring so much joy into our home. And we couldn't be any happier than to have a son like you. We love you, Daniel.
All right. Hey. Did you like hearing that, Dan?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Did it make you feel good and special inside?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell Daddy anything?
Yeah.
What do you want to tell Daddy?
Do you like Daddy?
Do you want to tell Daddy how much you love him?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and tell him.
A little bit.
That's awesome, Daniel. Good job. All right. So, good job, you guys. Okay, Nadia. All right, Dad. Woohoo. Come on over here, sweetie. Okay. All right. All right, we have another pillow. Thank you, Lord. Amazing. Where that came from. All right, I think you know the drill. So, there you go. There's your ability here. Okay. All right. We have it plugged. Wait, it's going nowhere here. We got to plug it in. Yeah. Yeah, you can hold it onto the heart. That would be awesome. Oh, okay. There we go. We got Nathan in here too. Of course. It's a family deal. Okay, Dad. I'm sorry, guys. You okay?
All right.
Nadia, we love you very much. From the day you were born, we knew we had something special in you. God has richly blessed us with you, Lord. Nadia, your dancing brings such joy to us. And when you sing, our hearts light up. You're very sweet, Nadia. Every word that you say, and you like to talk. We know that. You love to talk. But the sound of your voice And the things that you say just cause us to feel, wow, just we're so blessed. We're honored to have you, Nadia. And we just love you, absolutely love you. Our hearts are filled with thoughts of you all the time. Yeah. You're beautiful. You're really beautiful. You know that. You know that already. But even when you're dressing up and putting makeup all over your face and giving fashion shows in front of us, Lord, we just love that. We love that, Nadia. Yeah, you bring a lot of delight to us. You are a butterfly in many, many ways. Yes.
That's awesome. Helps being the third one up here, doesn't it? Yeah. That's so good. I think we know what happened to Nadia's heart and Nathan's heart. Hey, Nadia, did you want to say anything to Dad? I think you did. Okay. I think we're seeing that right here. Isn't that beautiful? See how encouraging it is to hear from our dads? This is awesome. And Nathan thinks the same as he's running around. So that's really cool. Thank you. That's awesome. You can hold on to that heart too, Nadia. So three of you have hearts right now. Thank you. That's so, so cool. Wasn't that fun? Was it easy? Yeah? Sometimes we might not hear those very special words from our dads. Sometimes that happens. But you know, our dad in heaven, our father in heaven is always, always speaking good things like you were hearing, always over us. Sometimes our moms and dads are saying other things and we all make mistakes sometimes. But our father in heaven is always pumping our heart up with good things, always infusing and putting more blessing into our heart so we can be stronger and feel strengthened in every way. And I like that. I don't know about you. How many of you can tell us how God likes to speak to us? Who can tell me that? Anybody? You want to tell me? How does God speak to us? I only saw one hand back here. Oh, a few others know? Okay, good. One hand. Or how does God speak to us, sweetie?
He's a person.
He loves us so much. You're right. And he tells us that inside our heart. Does he use his mouth, or does he use different ways to speak to us? How does he speak to us? Who knows? Do you know, sweetheart? How does God speak to us?
No.
Yeah. Well, you think about that, and I'll help you. I'll come back, and you let me know if you want to say something, okay? How does God speak to us sometimes? Gracie?
Through our hearts.
He speaks to us through our hearts, and we can hear him. That's good. How many of us knew that out there? Oh, good. See, they're with you. Okay, Nadia?
And through visions. Through visions.
Through visions. Uh-huh. How many of us knew that out here? Okay, God can speak to us. We can see things that others might not be able to see, right? He likes to speak to us that way and tell us what he thinks about us. Are there some other ways that God speaks to us? What are some other ways that he speaks to us? Anybody know? How about when we're sleeping? Anybody know? Can God speak to us when we're sleeping? Yeah? Who thinks that God can speak to us while we're sleeping? Oh, these guys say, how does he do that? You guys know? Huh? Who said that? David?
I know why he did.
Yeah, he speaks to us somehow, doesn't he, when we're sleeping? How does he do that? Do you know? Yeah?
Yeah.
He's thinking. I think he's right on the tip of his tongue. Who can help him out? Joseph, no? Joseph wants to say something? How does he speak to us while we're sleeping? Did you want to say something, Joseph?
Okay. Does he speak to us?
How does he speak to us?
God.
When we're sleeping. No?
God.
Do you remember?
You want to tell Daddy and he can tell us? Tell Daddy. Huh? Who wants to help Joseph out up here? Who wants to help Joseph out? How does he speak to us? Huh? How does he speak to us? No one will see you, just you and me.
From dreams?
Yes, from dreams. All right. Good job. From dreams. That's another way God speaks to us. Is there any other way you can think about? How does God speak to us? He's always talking. He likes to tell us good things. He's speaking. What's another way? Anybody know up here? What's on this paper? Huh? What's on this paper? Anybody know? Did you want to say something?
Dreams.
Through dreams? Good. Through dreams? Thank you. Anybody else? Let's help her out. Anybody else? How else does God speak to us? What do we read? Kenzie?
The Bible.
All right. The Bible. Good job, Kenzie. Speaks us through the Bible. Okay. Any other ways? We've heard he speaks to us in our heart, how we're feeling, speaks to us in dreams and visions, through the Bible. Any other way you can think of? Should we ask Peter? Nadia has an idea. Okay.
Through worship.
Through worship. Okay. When we're musically worshiping up here, awesome. Do we feel that God was speaking to us today when we were worshiping him? Did we feel that? Did we feel his closeness? Did we feel that he loved us? Isn't that cool? Isn't that cool when we can know that he speaks to us that way? And there's something up here. I want you to look up here behind you guys. Turn around, take a look. What do you see? You see these boards up here? Nadia, see the board? Judah, do you see the board up there behind Dad? Okay, we Peter and Andy who are going to join us right now. And they're going to show us another way that God speaks to us. What do you think it is? What do you think they're going to do? They're going to dance. They might. How many of us want to see them dance? Okay, let's turn and watch. So we can see what they're going to do. Okay? All right. So what do you think they're going to do on the board? Anybody have any idea? Who says draw? All right. You guys are so smart. Thank you, Andrew. All right. So are they going to draw? All right. And what they're going to do is they're going to draw something that they feel they're hearing from God. But they're going to draw it. So the expression of God's heart is going to actually be up here. And they're going to sense and feel what God is saying right now. How many of us know that on Tuesday, some of you were here, some of you young ones were here. On Tuesday, we had some of our older people actually speaking good words of life, just like your dads did up here, to the people in the church. And then some of the people actually emailed the team that was up here, and they sent words that were really cool. They sent words that they thought they heard from God, and they thought they heard them from God, so they went ahead and they emailed those words. So as they hear a word that's going to be spoken out right now, they're going to draw what they thought they heard. They're going to put their heart into it and hear from God right now. So if you can't see, come on over here so you can watch Andy and Peter. Okay, so there's going to be a word. How about one of you seven, and you have your words, and Michelle passed them out. One of you seven, come on up, and you can give us a word that you gave for one of the five team members. Who would that be? So it would be Anne or Bethany or one of you seven. Real quickly, so we can do this fast. If you have a word from last Tuesday. Come on, help us out here. I need you. There's seven of you out here. Okay, Bethany. Just pick one. Just you had that you emailed. Okay, you want to give that word over that person. Now watch this, what Bethany heard from the Lord last week, and that she wrote it down because she heard it from the Lord, and she spoke it through the email to someone. And then these guys are going to draw what they hear.
Sure.
Okay. You ready?
Yes. Rachel, when I was sitting by my computer and I was asking the Lord just a word for you. I saw you standing in heaven, and I saw you raising your hands towards heaven, and you were just like, you're just in awe of your King Jesus. And as you were doing this, I just saw gold like falling down all over you. And so,
yeah.
Wow.
All right. So whatever they're hearing inside of their heart about that word, Peter and Andy are going to quickly draw something. Whatever comes to their heart right now. Because they're hearing the words that Bethany spoke. And Rachel is receiving them going, wow, what does that mean? And now they're asking the Lord the same thing. What does that mean, God? Is there a picture that can explain what that means so that I can understand when I look at the picture itself? So they're going to draw it very quickly. It's not going to be a masterpiece of days. And then we're going to have one more of you seven to come on up. A couple more, actually. Come on up and give your word. I guess you're just getting it now. So just pick one real quickly. So, Jamie, if you had one, did you give it out yet, Teresa?
No.
Okay. Teresa is giving them out. So I have a copy of it. So the word that you gave, just pick one of the seven and just give it to that person. Excuse me.
Lawrence, I saw you playing hopscotch, and you were going at it and doing very well at it, and just the word I heard was nimble, and just feel the Lord's giving you a real agility and a nimbleness in navigating things. So I just bless you with that, and just thank you, Lord, for that nimbleness and ability to play hopscotch.
I have to say, because... Okay, now you put that in little person terms, okay?
So, Lawrence, I saw you playing the game hopscotch, and you were jumping from square to square, and it was very, very easy for you. And it was so easy that you were winning every time. And so I just thank the Lord for giving you the ability to play games easily and well. And also, it's about life, that as you go through tough times and hard times in life, that you can easily know which way to go, whether to go left or right. I bless you with that.
All right. So we're going to have Lawrence up here. And Lawrence is here. Who was the first one? We had Rachel, Lawrence, and now Jamie is going to give her word. Okay. Y'all listening? Because you have to check and see what you think when you look at their pictures, because we're going to ask them in just a minute.
Joe, when I was hearing from the Lord, and I was typing, I heard the Lord saying, not an audible voice, but in my heart, like the way the Lord speaks to us, in my heart I heard this. I heard the Lord say to you, Joe, it's a new hour, a new day, and a new year for you. Not like the ones before. You have a deep well of encounters, testimonies, and precious seasons that are held in your heart when you have seen my hand strongly on your life. Always remember these things, but look forward towards what is next. I have more for you, daughter.
Okay, now the guys, so watch where they are. See what they're going to do. They're going to make a drawing here right now of that word over Joe. Good job. Okay, let's see if you can track with that. All right, there are three of them right now. And while they're doing that, can you hold on to this for me for a sec? While they're doing that, I need a volunteer. So they're drawing, but I need a volunteer from you. Someone who would like to put these glasses on. These are glasses that we've had. Somebody who would be willing to put these on and walk actually around the church and come back up. So you'd put the glasses on if that's you. Judah, all right. Okay. Okay, Daddy, you might want to help here. Okay, so Judah's got his glasses on. Daddy, you might want to help him. And we're going to walk around the church and come back up. Thank you, Judah, for volunteering. Good job. Look at Judah looking with these big glasses. And Daniel, too? Okay. We've got one more pair. I need somebody to just come on up, and they're going to do the same thing Judah's doing while these drawings are being done. Who would that? Come here, sweetie. Okay.
Here you go.
Hold it out. Okay, good job. Now you can start. Let's go this way. You go this direction, walk around the church. All right, they'll be up in just a minute. We're giving these guys chance to finish their drawings. Do you like what they've done so far? Here come our little people, young people, with their new glasses on. Oh my goodness. They'll be up back in a minute, just up front. I wonder why they have these new glasses on. What do you think? What would be the reason they have these new glasses on their eyes? They're kind of big, aren't they? They're not really the glasses that we use for regular eyes, but they're big ones. Thank you. Come here, sweetie. Good job for saying yes. You are awesome. Amazing. Here comes Judah. Can we give him a hand? Woo! Come on, Judah. Right over here, buddy. That's awesome. You stand right here. Judah's going to be right next to you. Good job. Come here, sweetie. right up here. Yay! You know, sometimes we have special glasses. That's it. Good job. You did great. Sometimes we have special... It's okay. Sometimes we have special glasses that really are helpful for us to put on so we can see things differently. Now, when you wore these glasses, what color was everything? Blue. All right, blue, and it looked as though they're so big that you could see much more. David's got some on, too. This is awesome. And Judah had it on. What color, Judah, what did you see when you were looking through the glasses? What color was everything? Do you remember the color?
This pair right here, see right behind you?
Purple.
Purple. Awesome. So he was looking through purple. What do you see, David?
Purple.
Purple also, same ones. Good. Thanks, you guys. You can take those off. Well, you know, sometimes when we're looking through these big, big glasses, these are pretty much fun. When we're looking through the big glasses, we are reminded that when we're looking at things that the Lord has for us, sometimes if we don't have our big glasses on, we're going to miss things. But these two were able to walk around the church, and they were able to actually see with different eyes some of the things that were going on. And we don't wear glasses for real like this when we're talking to God. But we can remember that these big glasses are pictures of what it's like when God says, I want to show you something. I want to show you what it's like for your heart to be pumped up. I want to show you what it's like when I give you special words that make you feel good. I want to show you what it's like. So let's all put our big glasses on. We don't have enough pairs for everybody. Put them on. Everybody out here, put your big glasses on. These are glasses from the Lord. Okay, now we're going to look at Andy's and Peter's drawings with the eyes of the Lord, the spiritual eyes of our heart. We're going to say, Jesus, I want to see what you're seeing. I want to know what you're saying. Father, I want to hear what's in your heart about what words were spoken over Lawrence, over Rachel, and over, who was the other? Joe. Okay, good job. All right, we have our glasses. Who has our glasses on? How many do? Who's got the glasses on? Nobody out here? Come on. We're all kids here, young people. All right. Now, how many of you really like to draw? Who's a drawer in here? How many of you like to draw? Okay, Emma, come here. You're a drawer, David, Emma, anybody else like to draw? If you're a drawer, come right here. Stand right here. Okay, if you like to write, if you're a writer, come here. Stand right here with me. Anybody like to write? Come on, stand right here. Okay, cool. That's awesome. Okay, you guys, turn around and look at these. And I need your help. I really need your help. Let's move over to this side, so, because you guys are taller. Ken's move over just a little bit. Okay, all you guys, look at these pictures, all right? And Andy's going to explain to you what he drew and why, and so is Peter. But we want you guys, now that you have your special glasses on, okay, to ask the Lord, is there anything else? Because I think they did a good job. You guys agree? Okay, but maybe you're seeing something else because you can write and see and hear from the Lord, right from the Lord. Okay, Andy, we're going to give you a little bit of turn here. All right, Andy, so if you can explain what you were doing and then they can tell you.
Okay, what I was doing was I was listening to the words that was given to Rachel. And who gave that to Rachel? Bethany. And so it's this one over here. So here's Rachel. And the word that Bethany was saying was that she saw heaven open over her, and as Rachel was worshiping and having her hands raised, that there was rain coming down, and in the rain, there were little bits of gold. And so that's what I was drawing.
Okay. All right. You got that one. Let's go over here. Let's see what Peter was doing. You guys agree so far? Is this cool? All right, if you have some changes or some additions, we need your help. All right, so Peter?
So as I was also listening to the word, I was watching with my heart, with my imagination. And so I was waiting for an impression. And the impression that I saw, or the picture that I saw, was Rachel with her eyes up. Oh, this one right here. This golden one here. And so I saw Rachel with her eyes up, the light in her face, and just being showered with gold. So I want to capture that, portray that. Do you have anything?
Okay, now we need to hear from you. And you guys can help too, but this is our A team here. All right, so This is what you saw. Now, if you were going to do this, or you have maybe another idea in your heart, what would you draw when you were hearing that word? Would you draw something, or could you add to it? You think of something, Kenz? Huh? Anybody want to try? Would you add to it? What would you put, David?
Hopscotch.
Hopscotch. Well, we're getting there. That's cool. We're getting to that one. Yeah, just a minute.
What would you add?
Rainbow.
Rainbow? Okay, they like the hopscotch and rainbow. That's awesome. All right, how about for this one? Would we have done anything? Would you add something to it? It's not wrong. It's good. But would we add something to it to make it a little bit clearer? Because we have these glasses on now. We've got these glasses so we can see even further. We can see more that God might want to add to this. You think of anything? Huh? Anybody? Think of something, right?
A little bit of rain to it, like rain pouring down from the heavens.
Okay, a little bit of rain to it, rain pouring down from the heavens. Thank you. Okay, now we're going to add to that. That's coming from her heart. Nadia?
Probably put some clouds on top.
Put some clouds on top. All right. Anybody else want to add to that? You want to add that to that, sweetie?
Horses.
Horses? Some horses on the top? I like that. I'm all about spiritual horses. That's good. Okay, sweetie, go ahead.
Horses love us.
Horses love us. You got these are world changers here. How many believe that? Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Anybody else? Anybody else have an idea of how we can improve this or add to it? Okay, how about for, anybody else, how about for Andy's? Andy added something? Oh, he already added the rain and everything. Good job. Okay. All right, let's go to the next one. All right, all eyes over here. Remember, we have our spiritual glasses on. Andy?
One last thing for Rachel. I added lightning bolts coming from her hands to heaven, which is pretty sweet. Okay, this is Lawrence. And I heard that he was very limber, so there was a degree of skinniness and flexibility. But I also threw in here some muscles. And he was very limberly jumping from one spot on the hopscotch, which I'm not sure how to draw, to the other one over a very deep place.
Okay, so limber is probably not on the top of the third grade vocabulary, no. So let's explain this a little bit easier, if you can, more easily.
Lawrence was able to jump with great ease, and he was able to bend. Like, Lawrence, can you demonstrate for us how limber you are? Come on, you're right there. You're stepping into your...
I think he's being called out to demonstrate, so thank you, Mr. Liptak. Come. All right, I'll just help you out, Andy. All right, everybody, let's see what Lawrence can do. Okay. Come on. Lawrence, this is just like Kingdom Bible School.
Yeah.
All right, let's give him a hand. Okay. Well, that's nice. Is there anything else? That's good. Okay, we're going to go over here. How many of you like that? Was that helpful? Okay. So, okay. Yours, sir?
All right. We're again in Ghana, Africa. Thank you, Jesus. So I also drew a picture of Lawrence. And the essence that I wanted to capture here was that Lawrence was jumping up and down. And just totally spread out like a ballerina with great delight on his face as he was going from space to space to space very easily.
Ballerina, that's great. Well, we'll see if the children agree with you. How many of you liked that up here? Did you like that drawing? How many of you out here? Oh, they liked it too. See, guys, look. Their hands are up. That's awesome. Would you add anything else to the picture? Who wants it? Who wants to try? Who would add something else?
Me. I want to do that TikTok thingy.
The talk thingy? What would you add to that, David? Would you put something else at the picture?
Yeah. that horsey's at the top.
Horsey's at the top of that. That's lovely. That's awesome. What would you add, sweetie?
Flowers.
Flowers at the top. All right. That's good. What would you add?
I like flowers and Jesus protects us.
And what?
And Jesus protects us.
She likes flowers and Jesus protects us. All right. Are we adding these things? Okay.
Butterflies.
What?
Butterflies.
And butterflies too. Butterflies and flowers. Love these prophetic children. This is so good. Nadia.
A tutu.
A tutu. All right. Yeah. A tutu. We have something else?
Roses.
And roses. Specifically roses. Roses. Are we ready? Wow. That's so cool. Did you have something, Kenz?
I was going to say the tutu, but she took it.
Oh, you got two tutus. All right. That's good. There must be a spiritual meaning for that. We're trusting God for that. Horses and flowers and butterflies. Isn't this so much fun? That's awesome. Okay. Is there anybody else who would add anything else to it? You would too?
A crown.
A crown. That's coming to her heart. You guys are here in the Lord. It's so cool. It's coming out. Yeah. Grace?
Pom-poms, cheerleading pom-poms?
Cheerleading pom-poms. Absolutely. Yeah. It's very cool. Cheerleading pom-poms. Wow. You guys are amazing. I'm going to go to you to prophesy over me. This is awesome. Kenz?
It should be a tiara, not a crown.
Oh, tiara, not a crown. Okay, tiara. And crowns are good, too?
Pie.
And pie, because you like to eat pie. You know, that was actually one of the words over Amy about a pie on Tuesday. David?
Candy.
Candy and M&Ms. Boy, they're hitting my favorite realm here. Okay. Well, I think they like this. Did you have something, Judah? Did you want to add to that? Anything else you can think of? You let me know, okay? You let me know. You think about it. That's awesome. Okay, one more thing.
Cow.
A cow. All right. We don't know why that's coming up, but I'm sure there's some reason. That's really cool. A cow. Okay. Well, that's really good, you guys. You're really on top of it. I think you've got your spiritual glasses on, and your hearts have been pumped up. This is really good. All right. Let me ask Andy, because Dylan and Teresa are going to give words from the Bible to back all these things up. That's their job over here. Yeah, they already know about it. So for these three people, Dylan and Teresa are going to pick a scripture or two from the Bible, because you said God speaks from the Bible, and they're going to find something that just gives that extra blessing that God is speaking. So, all right, good job. Andy, number three.
So for Joe, I heard that it was a new season. So here's Joe. And I drew it in purple because of royalty, because Joe is a royal princess in God's kingdom. And I drew a clock behind it because it's a new season, it's a new time, and it's a new hour. And then down here I drew, because it's also a new season, like a field with some new plants and growth in it.
Okay, now we're hearing. We have our spiritual glasses on, and we have our ears open, and our hearts are pumped up, right? Is what else would we add to that? Anything else? Kenz, you want to start it? Huh? What else would we add to that? You have something? Yeah, we need Peter's first, don't we? You know what? Let me just do Peter's first. Hang on. Keep your hands up. Peter's going to add what he had.
So I saw a well, and in the well, I saw it as a clock. And also I made the well into a calendar as well. But what I want to emphasize was the horizon, emphasizing that there's a new day. She's going towards the horizon, moving towards the horizon. So there's lots of arrows saying this way, this way, this way, many, many ways, because she's multifaceted. And then there's a big bucket there that she can dip in from the well and pour it all over everywhere.
That's cool. Can you say it a little slower and more simply?
I'm excited. I drew well. It is also a clock. You get water from well, or life. Good life. So she's got a bucket that she can dip in from this deep, deep well that she is, pulling out water and taking it everywhere she goes on the horizon. Because when you see the horizon, you're moving towards it. So the arrows are showing that she's going towards the new day. Always going towards the new day.
Thank you. All right. Now we have... Whoa, sorry, Judah. We have our two pictures here. You had your hands up. Would you like to add to it? David, you had something? What did you want to add to the picture?
Clubhouse.
What did you see?
Tic-tac thingy.
A tic-tac thingy? Like tic-tac-toe or something? Tic-tac. Like for a clock? Good job, buddy. That's awesome. Not Gracie?
Butterflies, like joyful butterflies going around her.
Butterflies going around? Okay. That's good. You guys, and Andy's doing it too, right, Andy? You're adding all this? Anything over here, guys? Did you have something?
Plants.
Plants? Plants. Plants, that's nice. Okay. All right. New life, that's awesome. How about you, sweetheart? Did you want to say something?
Doggies.
Doggies. All right. Doggies. All right. One more thing? Yeah.
Puppies.
Puppies with the doggies. All right. That's all right. Anybody else have something? Okay. All right. All right, team. Here we go. We've got Dylan and Teresa who have a scripture that means something from the Bible to kind of back up what some of you have been saying and seeing so that we can encourage the three people. Can we have the three people up here who have the drawings over them? So Lawrence and everybody, Rachel and Joe, come on up. Okay, here they are. Now, these are the scriptures. Well, we're going to start with one of you, so you need to come up. All right. One is good. We'll start with one scripture. Well, we need you to be in the microphone, so if you can come on up here and they can see it. Yeah, I know they're trying. They're going through the Word of God. See them, guys? Look at, they're going through the scriptures going, whoa, God can speak to me through the Bible, too. He's speaking to me, but he's also... giving me something that doesn't look like, I don't know if I'm going to see hopscotch in the Bible, but I'm going to give a scripture that talks about the very things that we're using in our drawings to be able to help us be encouraged by God.
Okay. Okay. Who is this for? For Rachel, I got a couple scriptures. Psalm 23, 5 through 6. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And Matthew chapter 5, verses 44 through 45.
Rachel?
Yeah, Rachel still. I got these two. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous.
All right. Good job. We've got Rachel. Okay, Dylan? No pressure.
Okay, for Lawrence, I got Zephaniah 3:17, which says, the Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love, and he will rejoice over you with singing. And rejoice means to dance wildly and spin like a top. So, and then, let's see, just a second.
Okay.
I got one more.
Andrew, do you want to go up there?
There we go. Okay.
Electric guitar.
This one's kind of for everybody since they saw horses, multiple horses. Psalms 32:8, starting with verse 8, says, I will instruct you, and I will teach you in the way that you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. Do not be like the horse, who having no understanding must be controlled by a bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the man who trusts in him. Rejoice and be glad, you righteous. Sing, all of you who are upright in heart.
Last night's Bible study. Awesome. Okay, thank you. And we have one more for Joe. Who is that? Anybody have one for Joe? You have one for Lawrence?
So when all of you guys said, you know, you see something you should add to Lawrence's, you know, with the hopscotch, you should add, like, because Peter said he was like a ballerina, kind of like dancing and flowing. And some of you girls, I think, said add some tutus and crowns and things like that. So that's kind of like the appropriate dress for a ballerina, right? And then when they said that, I heard for Lawrence that, you know, the Lord dresses his army appropriately for battle. And, you know, you have to have the right dress and the right garments and the right preparation to go into battle for the right job.
Thank you.
This one's for Joe. We had this one for Joe's. Jeremiah 29, starting verse 11, says, I know the plans. Was it really? Sorry, I wasn't there. I know the plans I have for you. We were actually having Christmas at my mom's house, so mom and dad. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me. I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. And it says, I will be found by you, declares the Lord.
All right. Thank you. Well, actually, Joe just kind of started that off. One thing I was going to do right after the scripture was take from you guys what you thought some of these words meant so you could give some meaning to the kids as well. So thank you for that, Joe. So for the other ones, if you want to come up here, that would be great. Somebody come up for Rachel and also for Lawrence and for Joe. Let's just do that. What do you think that was actually meaning? Anything you can add to it so you can hear from people out here as well. How many of you want to hear from them? You want to hear from them? Okay, so just jump up here real quickly. Don't take a lot of time. And just give some additional meaning for the children to understand what they heard through the scripture, through also the painting or the picture, and also what was spoken out. So if that's you, come on out real quickly if you can do that. Help them understand it. Can you do that real quick? Don't be shy. These children are bold and courageous and strong, and they need to see you being the same. So come on up here. Thank you. Okay.
I think it was Sariana who spoke out horses first. And when, who was it? I only saw the back. Whoever the child was that spoke horses first, I was reminded of the prophetic horses that were spoke over this place on a Tuesday night, and that I've never seen that child here on a Tuesday night. So just to encourage her that she was hearing things that were spoken for this body that were truth.
That's right. That's good. Thank you. Jamie?
For Rachel, the rain was just, the Lord was just speaking to me, rain, goodness and his blessings and his kindness just raining over you.
Hey, that's really cool. Tiana?
When the kids were speaking out plants and butterflies to put in the picture for Joe, I believe, both of those things stand for new life. And so as Peter had spoken that new life and newness and new towards the horizon, both all those things that they spoke out stood for new life as well. So,
all right. Good job.
That's pretty much exactly what I was also going to say. But with the one said doggies and then the next one said puppies right after. So, I mean, obviously, you know, dogs give birth to puppies. So just new life, new things.
Well, when everyone was adding stuff to Joe's, I heard elephant, and I just saw, like, elephants remember well and that they're strong. So I just saw strength.
Anybody else? Nina?
This is for Joe. When I was looking at this picture here, I just saw like streams of living water coming down, the new hour that you'll be drenched and just living in the stream of living water.
Okay. Mike?
Lawrence, when they were giving the word about flowers and roses, and you were now in a tutu, let's not forget that he was in a tutu. I really felt like that was a picture that the Lord is pleased with the show that he has you in, and that the Lord is in the audience, and he is throwing flowers and roses up at you as you're dancing before him.
Okay. Well, here's what we're going to do. All right. That you guys did really, really well. This is fun, isn't it? Just to be able to see that it's so fun and easy, really, to hear from the Lord. We want to hear good things, just like our daddy spoke good things over us. And our hearts are going to get stronger and stronger and stronger on the inside. Because our hearts are meant to be able to carry just the beauty of God's words. So we're going to do, Josh is going to, and Andrew are going to lead us in just a few minutes of just going, we're just going to lay down where we are. You guys want to lay down, just lay down where you are. And the people in the seats, just close your eyes, just lay down where you are. And what we're going to do is just, we're just going to listen to the Lord speak good things over us. You guys can just lay down, just find a floor. Just lay down, put your head down. Yeah. We're just going to lay down, close our eyes, and we're just going to listen what the Lord wants to say to us. He's going to speak good things to us, and then we're going to give you a chance to speak a few things over a couple other people, some of you guys, junior high and down. But we're going to listen to the Lord. The Lord's just going to bless us, and he's going to sing over us just for a few minutes. So just close your eyes and receive from him. Receive. Holy Spirit, just come. Just come. Just come. We're going to soak in your presence right now, Lord. Fill us up right now, Holy Spirit. Fill us up. Fill us up right now. Fill us up. So let's just soak along with them if we can. You too? That would be great. Just for a few minutes. Okay? Thank you, Lord. Just keep coming. Just keep coming. Thank you, Lord, for releasing all of us in your love. Thank you, Lord. 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 Yeah, just quiet your hearts right now, everybody. Just close your eyes. Just receive from him right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just real simple. Holy Spirit. Spirit of God. Just receive. Just receive. Just
just receive from you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to hear from you. To do to end this day. It's pretty exciting and it's very simple actually. I'm gonna see if one of these guys up here want to try this, okay? Okay, here's what we're gonna do. Holy Spirit is here. I'm gonna ask if one of you guys want to take this pillow and you want to give it to anybody in here. It can be someone on the floor, it can be someone out here, it doesn't make any difference. You can take this pillow and give it to them, and as they hold it, you say something to them from your heart. And I believe God's going to give you some words, and it doesn't have to look like or sound like anybody else. If you want to, it's very, very simple. There's no pressure. If you're not ready, that's okay, but if you want to try it, you can say whatever's in your heart. Want to give it a shot? Want to pick somebody? You want to take this and give it away, give it to somebody?
anything that you come up and say from your heart. Yeah. Doesn't have to be all the drawings or anything like that. It's just like going over and saying, God really loves you. Or anything else the Lord wants to put in your heart for them. Can I give it a shot? Want to try it? Okay. You think about it. I'll come back to you, okay? Come back. You want to try it, Grace? Okay, she's going to try it. All right, here's the pillow. Okay, hang on just a second. Do you know who you're going to give it to? You have to think about it. Let's turn around here. Okay. Who are you going to give that pillow to? They're going to hold it, and they're going to get a special word from your heart that God's filling your heart with so much love. It's very easy.
Ashley.
You want to give it to Ashley. Okay. Let's give it to Ashley. Ashley's going to take that heart and hold it close. Okay, Gracie, what would you like to tell her?
I love you very much, and you're really special in God's own words. Whatever He wants you to do, just do it, and He loves you very, very much.
That's awesome. Very cool. Thank you, Gracie. Very awesome. Who else wants to try that? You want to try that, Josh? Who do you want to give the pillow to? You want to give it to somebody and tell them something? Who would you like to give the pillow to? You want to pick somebody else? Do you want to give the pillow to one of the kids? Who do you want to give the... Go give it to the person you want. Who do you want to give the pillow to? You want to give it to Gracie? Okay, give it to Gracie. Do you want to say something to Gracie? I love you. That's really nice, Josh. Good job. That's awesome. Who else would like to give this pillow away? Who wants to try it? You want to try it, sweetie? Come here. Who do you want to give the pillow to? Your mom? Okay. Let's give it to your mom. Where's your mom? All right. All right. We're following. Where's mom? She's in the bathroom. Okay, Mom? Well, we'll get your mom in a minute. Let's come up front. She'll come up. All right, we'll give you a turn in a minute. Who else wants to give the pillow away and say something special? Mom's here? Come on, Mom. Come on up. All right, you can give her. Mommy will hold the pillow really close to her heart, and you tell her something really special.
I love you.
And tell her something that God thinks about her that's pretty special.
What's he say?
What's that?
She takes towards to her.
Okay. Not quite sure what that was, but I'm sure it was from her heart. That's awesome. That's really good. Good job. So let's think, what would God want someone to know? What's God saying about somebody? We want to tell them what God's saying too. David, did you want to give that pillow to somebody and tell them what God's saying about them? Daddy? Okay. What's God saying to Daddy? What's something that you're getting from God to give to tell Daddy?
You missed it. I'm the goodest daddy of all.
And teaching one.
Okay. Goodest daddy of all. That's awesome. That's a nice word from our Father, huh? Anybody else want to try it? Huh? Daniel wants to? Syriana wants to? You want to give that to somebody? You want to give it to him too? All right. What do you want to say to your dad? You want to say something?
No, go. All
right. I love you. That's awesome. Okay, Syriana, do you want to give it to somebody? Who do you want to give it to? All right. Terrence? Syriana, do you want to tell him something?
I love you.
That's nice. Well, there are a lot of words of love towards your parents, towards other people. And what we want to do now is ask the Lord... Okay, you guys, ask the Lord,
I want to say something from your heart also, which is also what you've been saying. But I want to say something from your heart, something from God. It's that I'm hearing in my heart. I want to say it to you. Who wants to give it a shot? You want to give it? Who do you want to give the pillow to, sweetie? Your mom? Okay. Let's give it to your mom. Okay, you want to hold that close, Mom. And she's got a word for you that she's hearing in her heart, that what, something God thinks about you.
I love you, and you're very special. And when you smile, I smile, and Jesus smiles. And every time you look at me, my heart is warmed, and I think about you all day.
That's pretty precious. Wow, isn't it fun to be able to share love, the love of our Father from heaven, with other people? Isn't it? This is called prophecy. This is called prophesying. This is called hearing what God is saying in our hearts and then just speaking it out and drawing it out and acting it out. And I think that Josh, I asked him if he would also, with Andrew, that if he would take the people who've been prophesied over, whoever you were, whoever got this pillow from their child, can you come up here? Because we're believing that God's going to give Josh a song with Andrew that the Lord's going to sing over you from the words that were prophesied also. This is how it is. It's very simple. And the Lord says, approach me as a little child. So come on up here, all of you who received a word from the Lord. So all parents who received this pillow, come on up over, come up over here, please. If you received a word, you received anything, even so small, it's from heavenly area, we're believing. Okay? All right, so we've got five people who've received. And so we're going to ask Josh, Andrew, and we're just going to say, Holy Spirit, can you just put your hands out towards them? Holy Spirit, just come, come and fill their hearts with something beautiful from heaven, a sound from heaven to be sung, to be played over each one here. So we'll start over here.
What's your first name?
This is for Stacy, for Stacy's word. Okay, so Josh and Andrew are just going to go ahead and sing or play whatever the Lord's putting on their heart. They get to hold the pillow because that's the extension of what they heard from their child, and they're going to hear something good from heaven as well. This is Stacy. His children, listen to the melody, listen to the words, and if they come out, and listen to the sounds that are coming. These are sounds from heaven. They're just coming, coming, just to come right and shower blessing into Stacy's heart, to encourage her, to strengthen her, to lift her up. Yeah. Yeah.
You are love. You are love. Oh, my daughter, you are love.
Terrence? This is for Terrence. Thank you. Thank you.
We have a couple more. Oh, come here, sweet. There's no one like you.
That's the last one, right? How we're going to close is this. Everybody who has a young adult to child from junior high down, if you're the parent, you're here, which is, I think everybody's here, has, everybody young has a parent here, I'm trusting, or a caretaker. If you would gather around that person, and then the rest of you gather around them, I'm going to ask you from the heart of the Lord, if the Lord gives you something for that person, we're trusting God for this, that you will speak it out. So the children are leaving. They've had an opportunity to have some level of activation today, but they're going to receive, all the children are going to receive. So for example, the Larsons, they would come together, the four of them, and then some of you will go over to them. So get your children, if you would, or your junior high person, and the rest of you gather around them, and the parents can start, but the rest of you can join in. And then speak life into the children from the heart of the Lord. No direction, nothing scary, no directional words, okay, no future words, directional words, just words of exhortation, meaning lifting them up, edification, encouraging and building them up, and comforting them if they have a need to be comforted, okay? So here's a family here. I said, the rest of you can get out of your seats, please, and go find someone. So all the young adults, go find a family to be around. Okay, so Terrence, Laura, Richard, you folks have a family. Put all the kids in together. All go over here. And we need the rest of you to come around them. Can you do that? So everybody find a family. And then Josh and Andrew, come play. And somebody can go up with the GKs since Josh is still playing. That would be good. There we go. Yeah. Just kind of look around and find a family, find someone. If you're not comfortable speaking, you don't have to, but at least add the presence of God there. So Holy Spirit, Lord, what are you saying about these little people? What are you saying? We speak life into them from heaven to earth. What are you saying? Thank you, Lord. Words from the Father. Words from the Father over them. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Let's just speak life now. That's what prophecy is. We're prophesying over their lives. Not direction, just encouragement, edification, consolation. Thank you, Lord. 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 Only what's holy and pure, O God. Nothing else. Thank you, Lord. Purity and holiness only. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We release life. Only release life. Yes, words of life. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you. Holy Spirit, just prophesy now to them. Take a step. Take a step in. Holy Spirit, speak through. Speak through. Speak through. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Speak life. Speak life. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you for life, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just thank you for today. Thank you for your release. You're free to go when you're finished. I encourage you to read the handouts that were given. We didn't get into them. Read this prophetic word and read the scriptures, please. And that will help solidify things today. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.